here's a story from The World.
An ambitious musical composition was scheduled to premiere this month in Europe called I Silenti, The Silent Ones. The title refers to a harrowing and lesser-known story of the Holocaust in Europe during World War II. Like so much performance this past year, I Silenti was postponed indefinitely because of the pandemic. But we're able to hear the music and bring it to you. Reporter Emily Pons has a story of I Silenti and the Belgian musician who plays a central role.
Chalimberger was raised by musicians in Northern Europe.
There were always musicians coming by and people showing instruments and wanting my dad's advice about this or that, or just coming to rehearse or just coming to hang out.
Limberger was born blind, and so while the other kids were playing soccer, he was at home teaching himself how to play music.
And I started to play all kinds of flutes and percussions and instruments from all over the world, actually, anything I could lay my hands on.
Following the Roma tradition of his family, Limberger ended up playing manouche, a kind of European jazz.
And then when I was 17, I picked up the violin because I noticed that in the manouche community, the violin was starting to become a bit extinct. And there was only guitars. And I found that a pity.
Chalimberger now lives in San Sebastian, Spain, and is known as one of the most versatile and gifted musicians currently living in Europe. He plays traditional music from Greece, Turkey, Bulgaria, Romania, and he also plays jazz. His latest project is called I Silenti. It mixes opera, theater, and dance. This new work by Belgian saxophonist Fabrizio Cassol is about giving a voice to those who have not had one. It refers to the Romani genocide, part of the Holocaust that is sometimes overlooked, in which hundreds of thousands of Roma people died. Italian Renaissance composer Monteverdi wrote the madrigals I Silenti is based on. One of the defining characteristics is the use of counterpoint, a variety of melodic lines happening all at once. This technique is a way in I Silenti to restore and capture the plurality of voices silenced by the tragic events of the Holocaust in Europe.
I Silenti is in a way talking about this whole thing about disappearing and origin, you know, because I Silenti in a way refers to the gypsy people who, in contrast to Jewish people have learned to talk about the Holocaust, whereas gypsies haven't.
Thank you.
Our word for yesterday and tomorrow is the one and the same word. In our dialect, it's taisa. And the only way you can know if it's yesterday or tomorrow is by the conjugation of the verb, whether it's in past tense or present. We don't even have a future tense, really.
Limburger uses the word gypsy to refer to his community. Some find that term offensive and use Roma instead. This is Limburger's take on why this past is sometimes forgotten.
Because there's misery. People were poor and they were just struggling to survive. And then there's this Second World War with all the traumatic experiences of concentration camps and all that. And you don't want to remember that. You just want to forget it. And so I Silenti, in a way, are like the madrigals that Fabrizio chose from Monteverdi. You could read this poetry as if it were letters written by gypsies in those days, which they never wrote.
The Roma have an impressive oral tradition. A song from Limburger's family became part of I Silenti. Meshu Nova was most likely written by Limburger's great uncle and was memorized from generation to generation.
And the lyrics of the song are very simple. They say, it goes as follows. I hear, or I listen, that's the same verb. I hear the little river in the forest. I see the flowers that are fading. Good God, give me the opportunity to see my people once again. That's all. It's a powerful song.
Limburger was scheduled to play at Carnegie Hall for the first time in April. It's not clear whether that will happen yet, but he's not letting that bother him. He's keeping busy playing music while taking care of a new baby. For The World, I'm Emily Ponce.